This is Thomas B. Warren inviting you to 5 Gospel Minutes. We're so happy to have you in our audience today as we continue our study of some great lessons that we learned from the instance of Peter walking on the water, as this account is recorded in the 14th chapter of Matthew, beginning with verse 22 and reading on through verse 33. We have been studying this for 2 days previously, and will not take the time to reread the text from the book of Matthew. We do encourage you, however, to read it. The thing that we're getting at in this study is, what lessons can we learn today for our lives? What is there in this account of Peter walking on the water and failing, as you recall, as his doubt grows and he begins to sink, and then calls upon the Lord to save him from drowning, and the Lord does so? What can we learn? Already we considered the fact that the disciples were in the storm, and we learned the lesson that all of us face storms of life. Wicked people face them, and so do righteous people. We find in the book of Job, of course, a righteous man who faced a great deal of the storms of life, as did the Apostle Paul in the New Testament. A second lesson we've looked at is the fact that Jesus comes to Peter and the other disciples walking on the water. Here he is showing his power over nature. Also, he is showing that he is a present help in time of need. In effect, this says that the Lord never gets there with too little, too late. Just as in Psalms 23, the psalmist said, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." So we learn the great lesson that the Lord is with us always, and certainly he is in time of great need. A third lesson we've looked at is that the disciples were afraid when they saw Jesus coming. They expressed the idea that he was a ghost, that is, from the Greek word phantasma. We are afraid of the unknown. We today are. We tend to have that particular fear. But here we find that there is little or no faith in Jesus when that's the case. If you live your life in fear, you're not living in trust and confidence. So we must learn to overcome fear. Faith, coupled with love for God, casts out fear, as the writer John tells us. Now we come to a fourth great lesson from this particular passage, and it is that Jesus tells his disciples, "Do not be afraid, it is I." This, in effect, says that there is no problem too great for the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are to listen to his words, to have trust and confidence in those words, to realize that he never goes back on his promises. He never tells us that he's going to bless us if we do certain things and then fail to do so when we do them. Let each one of us today do his very best to lay hold upon this great teaching. The Lord will be with us. Then we note in the fifth place Peter's request. Here he pleads with the Lord, "Let me come to you." In other words, let me get out of the boat and walk on the water just as you are doing. Here is indeed an instance of at least momentarily a venturesome faith. Peter is willing to launch out. And so it is with each of us. We should not be willing to simply stay in the boat where everything is nice, but to be willing to launch out for the Lord Jesus Christ, to be willing to take chances with our lives, to be willing, as it were, to even drown in the troubles of life in order for truth and right, to advance the cause of Jesus Christ. And now we note a sixth lesson, that Jesus grants the request. His love and power is displayed by telling Peter to come on. In the same way, he tells us today. He tells you, he tells me, to not be satisfied, but that when we, by venturesome faith, ask for him to help us in accomplishing some great thing, he says, "Come and do it." Our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be with us next time. Until then, this has been Thomas B. Warren of 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour.